I want to turn back to Drum for a second and ask, because I know that there's a march we wanted to announce on Monday for the detention stuff, and so I wanted to give you guys a chance to talk about some of that.
And also, may I butt in and ask you to talk a little bit about your organizing with the INS detention in general?
Okay. Basically, our lives, like the lives of our communities, have been just insane since September 11th. We've taken on a number of strategies, and they encompass a community organizing campaign that really deals with community self-defense. So, you know, before we can start to even think about working class and undocumented immigrants and even non-citizen immigrants in our community being able to fight around any social justice issues in the future, we have to start protecting ourselves and defending ourselves. And so the main things that we're doing is, first, I'll talk about the youth organizing piece of it. Our youth program, Youth Power, which has continued on since the summertime, we've got two part-time young women, youth organizers, who have started a youth self-defense campaign. And what it is that they're getting trained, the youth are getting trained in how to do Know Your Rights and self-defense workshops, which they're going around to do. And their target, Arab, Muslim, South Asian youth around the city. So we're going to different schools, community centers, and doing these workshops with other youth. And the parallel piece of that is that these youth are also dialoguing with other youth of color organizations around the city, and they're going to build up to a larger youth of color forum in the city where young people are going to talk about the racial violence that was happening within, between communities of color, and also talk about organizing against the war and really starting to get young people more vocal against the war, which we heard a lot of in the beginning, but then, you know, the media and everything squashed it out over time. So that's the youth piece.